that's surprisingly common. I've had many people say that it is sheerly unbiblical. Not only is joy associated with giving, the very word for giving in the New Testament is charis. The word for joy is chara. They're the same root. They are literally, linguistically connected. The Greek word makarios, that is a word that means happy-making, that is usually translated blessed. Blessed are those, happy are those. Jesus in Acts 20:35, the only statement of Jesus, not in the Gospels, but in the book of Acts, our Lord Jesus taught, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more happy-making to give than to receive. He talks about in 2 Corinthians 8, the joy of the Macedonian Christians. In their great poverty, they had overwhelming joy that flowed out in their generous giving. Joy and giving, and we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich. That's right in the context of the joy of giving. And God loves a cheerful or joyful or happy. And for those who aren't givers because they can't give cheerfully, they need to give, and then the joy will come when they're giving, hopefully for right, you know, motives, but when they see what God is doing through the giving, you can't separate it. I mean, one of the things I say in the Treasure Principle and the other books, one of those books is Managing God's Money. That's the one that is kind of the middle of the road. It's more than what's in the Treasure Principle, and it's less than what's in Money, Possessions, and Eternity. But that is I found to be my favorite of the books. You know, when you think in terms of the promise of eternal reward from the Lord, I've got a book called The Law of Rewards that deals with this. People are saying, well, you should never think about finding joy or being rewarded. And you go, yeah, except Jesus, the Apostle Paul, are constantly appealing to us on the basis of lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Why? Well, so that they'll be yours in heaven. This is, don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, not just because it's a bad thing, because it's a stupid thing. They're not going to last. Instead, lay up treasures in heaven, and then every day of your life you're headed toward your treasures and you're happy. The person who spends his life headed away from his treasures is sad. You know, the person who spends his life headed toward his treasures is happy. So you're going to be happy. There's going to be eternal reward. Jesus says, I won't overlook so much as one cup of cold water given to a needy one in my name. I will repay. And you go, whoa, no, wait, salvation is by grace. Yes, that's not talking about salvation, it's talking about rewards. There is not a thing you can do to earn your salvation, not a thing. It's all the work of Christ. All you can do is receive that gift, that's it. All your works of righteousness are filthy rags. By grace you've been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But then it goes right on to say, but we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. So the good works that he's going to reward us for, well done, my good and faithful servant, enter into your master's happiness. There it is again. Just the reward of hearing him say, well done. If there were no other reward than to one day have God say, I mean, you think about a boy and his dad, and I didn't hear my dad say well done very often. He was an unbeliever, a tavern owner, came to the Lord at age 85, and I will always praise God for that. But he wasn't one to say well done, but the very few times he did say something like that are unforgettable. And that's what I tried to be as a dad for my girls, and that's what I'm trying to be for my grandkids, is I'll tell them the truth. If there's something going on there, I'll tell them the truth, but they know I'm on their team. They know that I say well done. They know that I affirm them. But if you are only living for the affirmation of God, we're supposed to please God rather than men. We're told that in Scripture. But then people will get into this arena of giving and they go, oh, you're trying to please God? You're trying to earn your position before God? And it's like they take pride in not wanting God to approve of them. They take pride of not wanting them to do anything that God can say, well done for. That's just completely unbiblical.